Simin Kof Ayin Zayin from Sif Beis and the Sugi of Hesach Hadas Beis Hashem. Kof Ayin Tes, if we get to a little bit. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, really saw Aleph and Gimel together, go from Beis to Dalek, Beis Hashem. The Dvarim Avloim Lachar Atzud Nekayin Baruch HaZamazin Shriyaminig B'meichach Me'agmar Shabasayif Asudu Moishchim Midayim Arapas U'mesir Nesoy Ve'koyven Atzmin Lechol Peris V'lishtes Kol mash mevin oz lefnei mevin dvarim ba machas asud mevin dvarim ba mishlem machas asud o tunim brachah ben lefnei mevin lecharem. Da voiti rechas amazin in pechin el mashen nechal teich ikra asudo. Vidim ze achrin enu motzi beinen lefi shina nu regil unshuch edenu min apas ad rechas amazin. Betzem this is the din of her papa that dvarim avom lachar asudo need a brachah ben lefnei mevin lecharem. It's only by when you're moishuch edenu min apas. If you're not moishuch edenu min apas, then there is no chiyuv of it's always considered b'emtza sudo, and it's going to have the regular klal. Mishnah Brura says, "Something which is shleim achmas sudo, going peris or mina mesika, b'ain rak lekinuach." Well, something which is not shaykh to the sudo b'chlal, betem it's not a chiluk of the sudo, it's not nechal or ralvin of the seival, betem deserves at least a brachal lefonel. The only question is, does it need a brachal acharel? And that we say that we don't have this din that we're meishik adin when a pasah needs a brachal acharel, but a brachal lefonel. Certainly, if it's not shaykh to the suda, it needs v'meila l'chur v'pashtus any time that you're having a dessert, which is not a shayla of a suffik pas, it needs a bracha. Something which is not considered a chilek of the suda, we discussed already kompot last week, but ices, ice cream, these types of things, l'chur are going to need a bracha at the end of the suda. There is a shmua b'shem r'maisha, that it's not printed in Igros Maisha, as far as I know. There's a shmua b'shem r'maisha, that you do not make a bracha rishena shakol on ice cream by a sudo because since it melts and turns into a mashke, so a mashke is potter from a bracha of teich sudo, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Now most paiskeis maneinu, as far as I know, hold not that way, and so I heard from Berkowitz, and he said God, he doesn't understand the shmu either because naniach the itaka, it does have a din of a mashke, but a mashke which is not shaykh to the sudo bechlal needs a bracha. So generally we say that any mashke is shaykh to the suda. So even coffee and tea, which is only to help the digestion, and schnapps maybe, even also, we reckon it to be a chelik of the suda. But somebody would be drinking ice cream, there's no way to say that's a chelik of the suda, and therefore it should need its own bracha. L'chur, that's still considered a, it's also like a coffee, it's something which is a... even a person does it, we could reckon that to be a chelik of the suda. If you're having it for dessert, then you could decide maybe it is something which is a person drinks as a chelik of the suda. We'll get to that. Mirtashem kufayin dal. That's really where it comes up. This is just when it gets something which is not shaykh to the suda, but you could don on hot chocolate. But certainly ice cream, most poiskim, as far as I know, say to make a bracha on ice cream and ices and mousse and these type of things at the end of a suda. Somebody that wants to be lots of tzidich, we choishes for it, so you can take a piece of chocolate and potter it up.
If it's oranges, if you froze oranges in the past,
if it's being eaten as the ices and not as a, you could have the chashash ramesha, I think that most poiskim are not choishes for that lamaisa. If you taina on ramesha, according to ramesha, then in a chanami, there you would have a taina. But most poiskim bachal don't go like that. So mameila, you make a bracha on it as well. If you waited till it melted and now you're drinking it as orange juice, then maybe. Then in a chanami, I wouldn't be so fast to make a bracha. This din of Mashiach is a din min apas that Taisa says we don't have it bizmaneinu, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Ve'erloch is Merech benegeah to it, that could be that in Tzudas Gedeles you do have Mashiach is a din min apas. It's really a machlekes whether or not Mashiach is a din min apas means kipshutoi, that the table's still there, just you're not eating any more pas, or it means that you actually take away the tables. Now, the paskim dan, there are a few scenarios bizmaneinu that either take away the tables or there's a mashiach hasidayim in a pas. One of them is by chasanas. Often my chasanas, towards the end of the chasana, after they serve the main course, they will fold up the tables, or part of the tables, and they might even put them away. Like it's totally... Now why do they fold them up? One of two reasons, either to make more rooms for dancing, and... or it's to make it easier for them later on to clean up the chasanas over at 11:30, 12 o'clock, or by... could be if there's a mitzvah time to be over at 3 o'clock in the morning. So already, now you start putting away the stuff, makes it easier. Is that considered a siluk hashulchan, your mamish taking away the table b'chlal? Or is that not considered it? Is that not a mshichas yedayim in a pas? Very often, what they do actually is what they it's done after. If it's done before benching, it's done after the main course is served, and then they bring out a Viennese table, or in Eretz Yisrael they'll have cholent and kugel on the side for whoever comes. And the shaila is: do you have to somebody that goes ahead and now eats from this Viennese table or eats from this cholent and the kugel? Is that do you have to make a bracha rishayino and achreino l'cher? So there are. The Zeis HaBracha brings down, I think the Dershu also handles this, they bring down that Peskei's Manenu have Machlekes as to what din it has. It seems that most of the Peskeim, Nemon, Rishon Zalman really is Marech when he gets to this, and Halicha Shleim and Benigay Techos Pesach, he discusses this, and it's brought down a few different places. I think most Peskeim go like that, that it's not considered a Hesgadas. Why? Because even though Lamaisa is a Siluk HaShulchan, but there's no Hesgadas from the Sudah. He says, Befrat, that they always leave the main table, the head table with the chasen, and that where they're going to bench, and where they're going to have the Shabbat brachas, that they always leave. They're never cleaning that up. There's not Be'etzem a siluk, even though they talk about this, talks to the Rishonim, talk about that maybe they leave the main table by the Mavarech, but here are the main table of the Suda they're leaving. Everybody's Nigrar Basar, the chasen. That's just the vise that they're still in the middle of the Suda. Befrat, that they're bringing out, everybody knows that they're still bringing out more food. There was never really a Hesgadas from the Suda. So even though there's Meshichas Yedayim in a pas maybe, because they're not giving out any main course anymore, and they're not giving you out Bokalach, maybe if you go into the kitchen, they'll give you one. They have one. But they're not Betzim giving it out. But there's no Hesgadas from the Suda. And since there's no Hesgadas from the Suda, then Memela, you're still considered in the middle of the Suda, and then you wouldn't even need a Bracha Rishena on something which is a Safik Pas or Kedemeh. You won't need a bracha rishena. If you need to, if you're having chocolate or something like that, so you need a bracha rishena. But certainly you're not going to need a bracha achreina. Not only that, most of the paiskis, my name is Taino, they bring that from Shem Azal, from Yashiv, I heard this from Berkowitz as well, that on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shavis, that everybody's busy with their pitas, they buy exactly 8 pitas that everybody can have a half of a pita, and you won't have any leftovers, you quickly eat the pita over in a bag, and then roll it up, throw it into the garbage can, and breathe a sigh of relief, and go on to eat your chicken and rice and whatever your challenge, whatever it is that you're in the morning you're eating your challenge. Pesach Dekah challenge, that is, that in that case, there's Ein Lecha Meshichas Yedayim in a Pas Gedolah Mizu. Somebody wants to have more bread, you will tell them absolutely not. And generally, you don't even have more bread. Not only that, very often, by the time you finish your Suda, you're ready after this man, Isra Achilas Chomis. So you can eat bread if you want. Nevertheless, that's not considered Meshichas Yedayim min HaPas, because even though you were Meshich Yedayim min HaPas, you were certainly not Meshich Yedayim min HaSuda. The whole Vard of Meshichas Yedayim min HaPas is that you're finishing your Suda, it's a Hezchadas when you get to the Suda. Here the Lehedya, there is no Hezchadas when you get to the Suda. Your whole Kavana is finish with the bread, so that you can get to the rest of the Suda and eat it, being Ruig, that you're not going to have any Chametz. But Be'etzem, your whole Kavana is to be Mamshech your Suda. Mela, if for whatever reason, I heard from Berkowitz also, he says, certainly, Kol Shekein, if a person decides that he's not going to have bread, but he's in the middle of the Suda, for whatever reason, he only has a certain amount of carbohydrates in a meal, he's on Atkins diet, I don't know, whatever it is, it's on the Shabbos, and he decides he's having one piece and nothing more. That's certainly also not a Siluk Yedayim, because there you could have more if you want. It's not just that, it's not that it's Aser. Even when it's Aser, we're saying that if you're being Mamshech the Suda, that it's not considered a Siluk Yedayim. Certainly, if it's not Aser, and you're Kavon to be Mamshech the Suda, certainly, that's not considered Meshichas Yedayim in a pas, and therefore you should not make a new bracha. There are places that are more machmer, when you get to chasins and things like that. L'chero, it seems most places can go not that way. Most people understand the continuation of the sugya, and even if you have a suffix, l'chero, suffix brachos l'kulo. You want to know if there's a, to get out of any issues, that you shouldn't have any shadows b'chlal. Kaf Chaim brings down, there's a bracha, quotes this as an eitzo. He says, you could leave a little bit of bread if you buy a chasana and they're going to fold up the tables, just keep a little bit of bread with you. That way you don't have any Meshichas Yedayim in a pas. It's like by Pigeon and Ben, you wrap up the paid dollar tanis and stick it in your pocket. You always have to have, kosher innovations will come up with soon. They'll have you be able to have plastic covered challah for chasana. Certainly, also I saw the Shari Bracha, which is also another case that is common, is that some people at the end of a Suda, if they have a plastic tablecloth, Chad Pami plastic tablecloth, they take off the tablecloth, they roll it up, throw it into the garbage can, and then, before dessert, put in a new tablecloth, they bring out the garinim and the cake, and then whatever else you bring out for dessert. That's also, even though that's a siluk mapo, you're mamish moving away the food, and you're not bringing out chal anymore, Nevertheless, even though you're supposed to have challah on the table at the time that you bench, halach and shulchan aruch, see mirat Hashem, be'ezer Hashem. We'll get it. I don't know this man. It's not this. What it is gebracht that you're supposed to leave bread on the table at the time of the benching, and therefore you should always have bread. Ein laser mafav alechem aracha berachas amazin. Nevertheless, certainly it's also just going, you're being mamshech your suda, just that you want to eat your suda without the chicken bones all over the place, therefore you clean it up, but be'etzem you're going just to the next course, and there's no hetzach hadas, you might need a bracha reshoina if it's considered dessert, but bracha reshoina you're not going to need. Sif Dalet. Afal pish l'yoyu aperis l'fanu b'sha shabir chalapas, kivan de l'lafis is a pasim boim, enum tunim bracha klal. This is really going back on the halachas that were mentioned before in the peiris that were both b'emtza suda. And he says, even if the peiris were not in front of you, b'shas, the bracha of hamoytzi lechem in arts, kivan the lafis is a pasim boim, enum tunim bracha klal. Since it's a lafis is a pas, it doesn't need a bracha at all. Where is the makor for this halacha? B'seis brings it down from a balamar, the Rajb according to the balamar. The balamar says, what's the chiddush of her papa? That something which is bo machmas asuda doesn't need a bracha. L'chare, that's the din of ikar v'tafel that it says in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dal. Says no. Over here is a bigger chiddush. Says the Baal Amar, here the beinna the baruch brichas hamoitzi akati le'aisi kamei hanech dvar maboy machmas asuda. V'le'havi dati alayu b'shas bracha me'olam. He says in this case it's different. At the time of the pas maliach, you knew at the time that you had the maliach that you're going to have the pas as well. Here, when you made the bracha of hamoitzi, you didn't know what else is coming. So therefore, aim le boi bracha betchila. Kamash malan kiven the tefila ninu le boi bracha. Since they're tafel, they do not need a bracha. Now, this din of tafel is mashma that there's a clear benegia to ikar v'tafel. We mentioned this in the past, and it's extremely important. You're sorry to know, and this is where really there's a big raya from this halacha right here benegia to this clear, and that is, what is the halacha of ikar v'tafel? Is it that which you mevarach on the ikur and you pass the tafel because the tafel doesn't need a bracha? Or is it that the tafel vada needs a bracha? Just you pass it with the bracha of the ikur. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a lot of nafkaminas. First of all, nafkamina would be, what would be if you eat the tafel before you eat the ikur? You eat the pass before you eat the maliach. That would be one. Does it need a bracha or doesn't need a bracha? But in a very common case, the chara, is anytime you have an ikur and then you're moisef a tafel afterwards. For example, you have pasta. And you decide eating your macaroni, and then you realize this mamish really dry. So you decide to take some ketchup and you put it on afterwards. At the time of the bracha, the ketchup wasn't there. Do you have to make a bracha on the ketchup or not? So if the vart is that a tafel doesn't need a bracha, you don't need to make a bracha on the ketchup. But if it's the tafel needs a bracha, which is pata with the bracha of the ikr, over here it wasn't pata with the bracha of the ikr, because it wasn't there at the time of the bracha of the ikr. And therefore you need to make a bracha on the ketchup when you put it on. This halach over here is Sifdalid, the Baal Amar is coming to tell you that a tafel doesn't need a bracha b'chlal. A tafel doesn't need a bracha. That's what he says. That was the chiddush, what was in chiddush over here, that a tafel doesn't need a bracha. Kiven the lafis as a pasim boim in and tunu bracha klal. So the Mishnah Brura says, the word is, why? Bafil lo yoye gam daite elein beferish, the kiven shekerveya atmer lechila harim in a stam daite okol mashi yavi oloi. The stam is that your das is on everything. Now, if you look at the Baal Amar, the Nikud is not because your das is on everything. It's that you don't need das. A tafel doesn't need a bracha b'chlal. Not exactly clear, and the truth is that it's mevurin in the next sif that not this way, that the tafel does need a bracha. The thing is that the Rajba quotes the Baal Amar, he doesn't quote it exactly as the Lashon as the Baal Amar has it. It's mashma that the reason why, the way the Mishnah Brura certainly learned at least, and this is mevurin sifay, is because your das was on it. It's considered when you're mevarech at a b'shas suda, your das is on whatever is going to come b'shas suda. So it's not that you didn't have das on it. You did have das on it. The way that the Mishnah Brura is learning Sif Dalet, and we'll see in Sif Hay as well, is that when you're mavarech on something b'shas suda, your das is on whatever is going to come in the middle of the suda. The Mela, the tafel doesn't need a bracha because your das was on that as well. The Mela, Sif Hay is mechadish, im achar shabir chalapash, shol cholem yibes achirim, she'enu samach aleim, v'lo yoy yedait al adarin, afilu midorom shadarkin al boy lachas asafas. The halacha is, if you had a suda, then somebody sent you something from a different house. Also, your neighbor knocks on the door and he says, by the way, we have leftovers from our suda. We had made so much challah, and we're wondering if you wanted any. In such a case, the halacha is, according to the Mechaber, you need to make a bracha. You made a bracha on the pas, and this you're eating together with the pas. That's in the case you're eating whatever it is that you're eating together with the pas. Says Mishnah Berurah, even if you're being malafes bayas tapas, doesn't make a difference. Your das wasn't on it. And therefore you have to make a bracha on it. Here it's mavur that you need, the tafel needs a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, return to lemer, gam oichlein mapas. He says, in a case where somebody sent you hummus from next door, next on the door, we have freshly made hummus, and you want to eat it together with your bread. Since you had no das on that, even though you're dipping your bread into it, and it's tuffle to the bread, the Mishnah Berurah says, lehedi, you have to make a bracha on the hummus. Shakol niyamadvarim, on the hummus. It's mavur, like we're saying beforehand, that in a chanami, the tafel needs a bracha. And this is one of the places that bring a raya from. Chazon Ish learns this way also. We'll see Mirtz Hashem on Daf Mem Dal in the Iker V'tafel. But lahalacha l'maitzo, Iker V'tafel, in the case where you're mavarach on the Iker, and you had no das for the tafel, and afterwards you throw on the tafel afterwards, you have to make a bracha on the tafel. You would have to make a bracha on the ketchup. And that's what we see from here. Even if you're eating the hummus together with the bread, since you did not have das on it, Mamela needs a new bracha. Comes along the Rambam, he says, practically, in this case, you're not going to be Mavarech. Why? L'arisin is harm b'zeh. V'efshed the time of the stam dasa al mokom ha-shevi'in le'besudo. He says, it could be, I didn't see people being nizer, because it could be that your stam das is on whatever is going to come. Even stuff that's going to come from somebody else's house. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, so if that's the case, it depends on your neighbors. It depends on your friends, it depends on neighbors, it depends where you live. Your das is, do you ever think at the time of the Yisuda that somebody's going to come knocking on your door in the middle of the Suda? So, bepashtas the chur, it should be telling in a person's das, and in a chanami, if a person's das is just on what he's going to have, then in a chanami, he would have to make a new bracha. I think Purim, and times like that, that it's the derech, that people come in with shachmanas, with other types of things, neighbors coming all over, people bringing wine, people coming from all over, there maybe in a chanami, person's das is whatever comes. And he wouldn't have to make a new bracha. But any other time, the chur, it would seem that it should be telling in a person's das, and if a person does not have das, then he would have to make a bracha on anything. Ayin the kaman tim reish vav. If hey, the Ramah ends off, and that the Ramah tells you a yisoid, and this is a yisoid that a person should take with him every single time that he eats. Every time that he eats for the rest of his life, the Ramah says, it's not me. The Ramah says, when you be mevarach on something, your das should be on whatever else is going to come. V'toyiv lizar lechatzil yizdaite al kol ma sheviyo loy. That's what the Ramah says in tim reish vav. If hey, the das should always be that way, and then get out of all shalas, because my das is on whatever is coming. Now it happens to be that b'chlal, any time that a person, this halacha is really not so negeah. Because the standard, except for maybe a balabaster, but a standard person that's making a bracha by a suda, you're being mevarech on whatever's going to come in the middle of the suda. So now if somebody knocks on the door, and he brings something to your wife, and your wife decides to serve it in the middle of a meal, so that was nechla and your das. Whatever your wife is going to serve, whatever the balabaster is going to serve, the memela, that's nechla my das. I have any idea what she's going to serve? I have no idea what she's going to serve. Mamela, she knows what she's going to serve, but I have no idea. And every guest doesn't know. So it's only the person that's actually selling the food that's what's going to have to be. That's where you're going to have das, das for. Which would the chur come out in Afkamino, if you mentioned in the past, if your wife is rummaging through the freezer to find dessert, and she sees, oh, look, I have something here. I didn't even know. I wasn't planning. B'chlal, I'm serving this for the meal. But I see it's almost Pesach, and we have some muffins left over, some apple muffins, so let's go ahead and we'll serve it. The husband does not have to wash because his das, it doesn't have to make a bracha, his das is whatever they were going to bring. However, she, that knew exactly what she was going to serve, and she had no das for that, she would have to make a bracha on it. That's the chur, how it should come out of halacha, because it's all telling in a person's das. Therefore, halacha l'maiso, if somebody brings something from outside of the house, l'chur, if it's in the middle of a suda, then l'maiso they're not telling you not to be mevarech, and l'chur, the pashtus is that a person's das is on whatever he's going to be served. And even though he doesn't think specifically inside the house, outside of the house, but whatever his wife is going to give him, that's what he's going to serve. Mamela, if his wife decides to put out whatever it is that this person gives, then that's nichlal in what his das was. He would not have to make a bracha. The wife, I would think, should have to make a bracha. That's Kuf Ayin Zayin. The sugya, a little bit of Hesach HaDas, the Gemara says as follows. Rav Papa equal to be Rav Huna. Rav Papa came to Rav Huna's house. This is just bear in mind. This is the Rav Papa that just paskened on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. That at the end of a suda, Dvarim Avarim b'soif a suda, shalem achas a suda, needs brach lefanu v'lacharav. Now Rav Papa himself, he comes to Rav Huna's brother Rav Nassim's house. Both the gomers said, "Desayu aitle kamayu midi lemeichol." After they finished the suda, they brought out some more food. Shokol Rav Papa v'kolachol. Rav Papa went and he ate. Without a bracha rishena, without a bracha achrayna l'chera. Amri Leila, Sabal Amar, Gamar Asr Milechel. I said, L'chur, you finished the Suda. You have to Asr Lechel. Amri Leila, Amar Lahu Salik Yismar. So no, that's not Gamar, Salik. Dafka, if they, Mamish took all the bread and they were Masalik, all the food from the table, that's when it's considered the end of the Suda. The Gemara says another story. They came to Resh Kibusa's house, Rabbi and Rezero, and they're eating. After they finished, they already took away the table from them. Then they sent them another course from the Resh Kibusa's house. Rabbi Achel, Rezero Lachel. Amalei, Lesava Lamar, Salik Asim Lachel, Rezero said to Rabbi, what are you doing eating? There's an Isser to eat. Amalei, Anand, Ataka the Resh Kibusa Samchinam. Or Samech on the table or the Resh Kalusa, and therefore Rashi says, "Attack the Resh Kalusa Mechinan ve'ein silukenu siluk shedatenu amisa masayis meispana ve'leinu nechol." We never really have a siluk. We're telling the balabas our das to be masalik is not really considered a das. If he wants to give us food, he's going to give us food. Now, when you get to the first, it's really one sugi of hetzach das. Try to handle the ikar nekuda here. Rav Papa says. The Rav Papa took food at the end of the meal. So they said to him, L'chero, L'savol amar, Gomer Asr Milechel. What does it mean, Gomer Asr Milechel? So the machlokes is between Rashi and Tosfos. Gomer Asr Milechel, Rashi understands, it means that it's Asr to eat, Ad Shivarach Birchas Hamazon, V'yivarach Bracha Rishayna. If you want to eat again, you have to make a Birchas Hamazon, and then eat again, then make a Bracha Rishayna. Because since you finished the Suda, you have to bench. You're not allowed to eat even with a Bracha Rishayna. Tosfos and the Rashi says, no. As long as you make a bracha rishena, you're fine. Why? Hesach das is only din for bracha rishena. Hesach das is not from bracha achrena. As long if you're mesiach das, all you have to do is make a new bracha rishena. You don't have to make a bracha achrena. L'chura the tain is a good tain. Where do we see that hesach das ever tells you have to make a bracha achrena? Hesach das means I was mesiach das my bracha rishena. Why would I have to make a bracha achrena? It's not just Rashi, the Rajba, the Ro, the Ritzba. They all say this. They all say that if you finish the suda, then you have to make a birchas hamazon before you start eating again. What's up, Shah? So if you look at the Rashba says, the kibul alayu levarich. If a person, he's talking about at the end of the meal by anoytel yadov, which is the maskanas hagemara, that's considered the end of the meal. He says when a person finishes the suda, he's makabel on himself to be mevarich birchas hamazon. And since he's makabel on himself to be mevarich birchas hamazon, he's not allowed to eat even with the bracha rishena. What does that mean? He's makabel on himself. When was he makabel on himself? What does it mean, Bukhlal, he's makabal on himself? He made a nether? He's not allowed to... What does it mean that he's makabal on himself to be mevarech birchas hamazon? There's a lechura, you could say pshat according to the Bahag. The Bahag says, in this Gemara, in the Sugi, he says, what does it mean, gomar osur, leisavar lomar, gomar osur milechol? What does it mean that gomar osur milechol? So he says, it's referring to the Gemara and Tainis. Before a person is makabal Tainis, at the end of his Suda, as soon as he finishes the Suda, he's makabal the Tainis. The Gemara says, Ad Masay Oichov Veshoise, Ad Sheel Mula Shachar, Divi Rebbe. When is the person allowed to eat before a Tainis? Until Amud HaShachar, until the beginning of the day. Lezer Rebbe Shimon Omer Ad Kriyas Gever. Lezer Rebbe Shimon says, no, it's even it's before Amud HaShachar, it's by the Zman Kriyas HaGever. This whole din that you have until the beginning of the day to eat, that's only if you didn't finish your suda. But if you finish, you're in the middle of the suda, you got up early, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're eating, you got to stop at a certain time. But if you stopped your suda at 3 o'clock in the morning, or at 9 o'clock the night beforehand, then you're ready to mekabel the tainus as soon as you finish. Memela, the Bahag says, Loisavol Amar Gomar Asr Milechol, the same way that we find when you get to a tainis, when you finish your suda, you're makabal the tainis, so too when you finish your meal, you're makabal to be Baruch Berchas Hamazon. And this, you're not allowed to eat anymore. The even with the Baruch Rishayna, you're makabal, the same way you're makabal the tainis, because when you finish, that's it, you're Mesiach Das from eating Mechlal, it's cute as if you're makabal, that's it, I'm finished eating, I'm fasting from now here on in. So too, says the Bahag when you get to us, the fact that you finished your suda, it's kilo as if you're makabal on yourself to be mevarech berachas hamazon. So in the Chanami, you didn't say anything, but the very finishing of the suda, that's kilo a kabbalah for berachas hamazon. The only thing is that Rashi doesn't say that it's kabbalah. Rashi says it's hesach hadas. Kivin the gomar asech daiti mi bracha rishenu umi sudase. Since he finished the suda, there was a hesach hadas. L'chor hezek hadas is only shaykh from bracha rishena. Not shaykh when you get to a bracha achrenu. Why would he have to make a bracha achrenu? The fee the other rishenim, the vard is, you're makabal on yourself. As soon as you finish the suda, you're makabal on yourself to be bracha bracha samazin. According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a din of hezek hadas. It's not a din of a kabbalah. Why should he have to be bracha bracha samazin? So I saw a sharia bracha wanted to say, shtel tzu al balamor tashitas Rashi. The balamor says in Arvi Pesachim that if a person would be mivarech hamaitzi, after a person finishes the suda, if you'd eat again and make another hamaitzi, hayatoyin birchas hamazin l'suda rishenu. You need a birchas hamazin for the first suda. Shleimatzinu birchas hamazin achas l'shtei brachas shel hamaitzi. Every hamaitzi needs its own birchas hamazin. You can't make a hamaitzi and then be mitiach das and make another hamaitzi and eat again and make one birchas hamazin. And Memela, Rashi understood that the reason why, once you're mitiach das from eating, you can make another amaitzi. If you're going to have to make another amaitzi, you're going to have to bench again. Memela Rashi says, once you're mitiach das, your only eitz is to be mivarech birchas hamazon. You can't go ahead and make another amaitzi and make another bracha, because then it's going to come out you had two amaitzis and one birchas hamazon. But I saw that the shari bracha was mirror, so be mivarech two birchas hamazon. Why can't you mivarech two birchas hamazon? Also, if that's ikar nekud of Rashi, what does Rashi mean? The gomar, given the gomar, asach daiti mi bracha rishayno umi sudase. The nekud is in mevarch, you were meseich das from bracha rishayno, maybe you have to make a new bracha rishayno. Once you have two bracha rishaynos, then you can't make a one bracha samazim with two bracha rishaynos. What is Rashi saying? You were meseich das from the bracha rishayno and from the suda. So I thought that, really in the Bach, there's a nidr minigat asher yatar. Let's say a person uses the bathroom, and he's meseich das from using the bathroom, and then uses the bathroom again. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Zayin that he has to say Asher Yotzer twice. He has to say Asher Yotzer twice. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, Ein kaze davar. There's no such thing as making Asher Yotzer twice. Asher Yotzer twice, only by benching, only by tefillah we find there's a din tashluma that you could say Shmoyin Esrei twice. But by Birchas Hanenin, every bracha needs its own haida. And therefore, he says one haida could take care of two atolos meraglayim. The same way we find by benching the chur. Says the Bach, even Rashi that says by benching that you have to be mevarech, that if you're going to eat again, if you want to eat again, you have to make a new birchas hamazon. He wasn't saying that if you did eat again, you're going to have to make two birchas hamazons. That he wasn't saying. He's telling you lechatchila, don't eat again because you're be'etzem mechuyev to make a birchas hamazon right away as soon as you finish eating. Memela, even according to Rashi that says that a hesek hadas is mechayev a birchas hamazon, he doesn't mean to say that if you decided to eat again, you're going to have to make two birchas hamazons. One birchas hamazon is going to pater both of them. But that one, it's only lechatchila. You're not going to make two birchas hamazons. It's not that. So therefore, says Rashi, it's better to bench and then make a new birchas hamazon. Why is it not a bracha shenei tzricha? So the chur of the vart is because every time that you eat, you're mechuyev to bench. The same with that bracha, when a person has a hezcha das and bracha rishena, it's not a bracha shenei tzricha when he goes ahead and he makes a new bracha rishena, because every achila needs a new bracha. So too, if you're mitzriach das, every achila needed a new bracha achreno. So as soon as you finish eating, the same way that when a person finishes using the bathroom, right away he's mechuyev to make asher yotzer. So too, if he uses the bathroom another time, he lost the ability to make asher yotzer the first time. He's only going to be able to make one asher yotzer, not two. So too by benching. Lechatchila, as soon as you finish, your mesiach das, as soon as you're finished, your suda, you're mechuyev to be mevarech birchas hamazon. If you didn't, you weren't mevarech birchas hamazon, you ate again, you're only going to be able to make one birchas hamazon and two amaitis. The Baal Amar says you can't do one birchas hamazon and two amaitis. That means you're missing out, according to Rashi. It doesn't mean that you should be mevarech two birchas hamazons. You could only be mevarech one birchas hamazon, and that's why Rashi is telling you, once you're mesiach das, then Memela, you have to be Mevarach Birchas Hamazin, because that's your Chiyuv. You can't go ahead and eat again and then make two Birchas Hamazins. There's no such possibility. So your whole Eitzah is, be Mevarach Birchas Hamazin now, and then go ahead and eat again if you want. The same way that we find by Talos Meraglayim. That's what Rashi meant. When Rashi said, you're Mesiach Das, he meant to say that that is in itself like the Rishonim. That's a Kabbalah to Mevarach Birchas Hamazin. Because as soon as you finish your meal, as soon as you finish and I think that's what Rashi means by your mesiach. When Rashi says, "Kiven the gomer asach daitim yibracha rishena umi sudase," means that your mesiach das, you finished your entire suda. since you finished your entire Suda, Mamela and Echanami, there's no possibility to go ahead and start eating again, because every Suda requires its own Birchas HaMazon. There's no such thing as making two Birchas HaMazons for two Hamaitzis. You have one Birchas HaMazon for two Hamaitzis. Every time that you ate Hamaitzi, you're Be'etzem Mechuyiv to make a Birchas HaMazon. Therefore, you're Chiv, as soon as you finish your Suda, you're Mechuyiv to Mevarech Birchas HaMazon. Tosfos, on the other hand, says no, there's no such thing. As soon as you finish your Suda, your Hesed Hadas is only Hesed Hadas and Bracha Rishena. There's no such thing as you're Mekav on yourself to Mevarech Birchas HaMazon. Mela, all you have to do is make a new bracha rishenu, you're not going to have to make a new bracha achrenu. That will occur be the Hezber Bedas Rashi that understands that there is, as soon as you finish your Suda, you're usher to eat unless you make a new bracha achrenu first. If the first make a bracha samazin and then make a bracha rishenu. Maybe we'll just start Kuf Ayin Tes, just to see Sif Aleph, at least, as when again to the din of Hesed Hadas. The Mechaber says, Eid HaDvarim Kareem Hesed Hadas V'Sudah Shetarach Lach Levarich. The Maskanas HaGemara is, like the Gemara says at the end, The only time Rashi says, but the gomar, the siluk, the moshach yadayim, that's not considered a hesach hadas. Hez mechaber paskin lemaisa. Gomar sudasai venot al yadav mayim achrenim ina yochal lecha v'le lishtais achi varach birchas hamazin. In a case where you're neutral yadayim mayim achrenim, then the mechaber paskins, that's mamish kiilu, the way that Beis Yosef says it, it's kiilu kvar hischil levarach birchas hamazin, he says. You don't even have a choice to go make a bracha rishena and start eating again. You have to bench. As soon as you neitel yodav l'mayim achreinim, you have to bench. The Bir Halacha brings down that some achreinim say, no, you could just make a bracha rishena. Mechaber passes not that way. Mechaber says you have to bench first and then start again. V'imamar havlam v'nivrich. Let's say you weren't neitel l'mayim achreinim. Havi hesach hadas v'asu lo'i lishtois elam kin yivarach alav t'chilo. V'achila dina kishtiyol ha'rosh. He says the Rosh holds that havlam v'nivrich is Hesed Hadas, and you would have to make a new bracha rishena, say if you want to drink, say if you want to eat. Aval Rav Rabbeinu Yerina V'Raran Achila Shani Shafal Pishi Silek Yodim Elecho V'afilu Sukal HaShulchon Im Rotsa Lach Zilach Elasai Ein Tzarech Levarach Pam Acheres Shkol Shalei Notol Yodav V'Nisalka Gamma Me'achilo. Rabbeinu Yerina and the Ran, they hold that there's a difference between Achila and Shtiyo. And even though B'negea to Shtiyo, if you want to drink again, you have to make a new bracha, B'negea to Achila, you do not have to make a new bracha. Sometimes a person starts eating, and because of it, he says, the derech ligar me'achila ktana le'achila gderlo. Therefore, it's not really considered as chadas. So, if you were netel yadayim ayim achreinim, according to the mechaber, you have to bench, and then if you want to eat, you could eat again. If you just said havlan v'nivrich, which havlan means bring us the kais so we could bench, or rabbi simon will mention, is also considered if you're not benching on a kais. That is considered as a hadas. According to the Rush, you'd have to make a bracha rishena, say if you want to eat, say if you want to drink. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, you would only have to make a new bracha rishena on drinking, not on eating. La'alacha l'maiso, since it's a machlekes, and the machaber is not machriya la'alacha, the Meila Mishabura says he cannot be machriya. And he says, therefore, you should not eat. After you say havlam v'nivrich, you should not eat. Because if you decide to eat, it's going to be a suffix. Whether or not you have to make a bracha, according to the Rush, you have to make a new bracha. According to the Ran and Rabbeinu Yehuda, you don't have to make a new bracha. L'chor, that's only b'negiyah t'achila. B'negiyah t'shtiyah, if you want to drink, you would be able to drink with a bracha rishena. You'd be able to make a new bracha rishena because everybody holds you have to make a bracha rishena. The whole machlek is only b'negiyah t'achila. B'negiyah t'shtiyah, everybody agrees you have to make a new bracha rishena. We'll see in Kufa and Dalet, they also have to make a new bracha achreinu. Therefore, one of the questions we'll see on the paper that I hope to give out after Chabur, Be'ez Hashem, is when your aunt comes and she gives you freshly squeezed orange juice and you didn't drink it till after you said Havla Menivrich. L'chor, in that case, you'd have to make a new bracha Rishayno. You would be allowed to drink it. You'd have to make a new bracha Rishayno, and also a Brenner Fashis when you finish it afterwards. That's because it's mamash, you finish the Suda, you're totally after. You're totally Hasradas. Even though we hold Bizmanenu, there's no Silik Yadayim in a Suda, if you said Havlam Venivrich, that is considered a Siluk. Ein lecha Siluk Adam Izeh, that would be considered a Siluk. Now, what the Mishnah Brura says that you're not even supposed to be Mafsik Bechlal between Nisilat Yadayim if a person washes Mayim Achreinim, he's not supposed to be Mafsik Bechlal, not even Bedibur. Afilu Ma'at is not supposed to be mafsik. If he does, if he is mafsik, so he says, Achim tzarach lahafsik b'davar nachot, so b'di'evin, im hifsik, yitol yod av shenis, li liyastigil nantiyas madayim bracha achreinu. If a person has to stop after mayim achreinu, then he's allowed to, but he should wash his hands again. Now in the Sharatzin, he says that if a person is going to speaks after mayim achreinu, there's really no need to wash your hands again. He says, why? He says, if a person is just talking, then you are mafsik, but there's no reason to be neitel mayim achreinim again because your hands are already clean. You didn't eat. However, the Mishnah Brura said beforehand that if you were mafsik lamaisa, then you should. Despite his manenu say that lechatchila you shouldn't be mafsik because there's no Indian really to be neitel yadayim another time. However, else the Indian of take of Netilas Yadayim Bracha. Therefore, if you were mafsik, you should wash your hands again. That's lechur how you should go. Lechatchila, as soon as a person is, if a person washes Mayim Achreinim, some people don't wash Mayim Achreinim. If a person washes Mayim Achreinim, you should bench right away, you should not be mafsik. If you were mafsik, then lechatchila, you should wash Mayim Achreinim another time. Now, what else is considered a Hesach Hadas? If a person sings Shir HaMalos, is that considered Hesach Hadas? They talk about if you took the kais, the bench, you said Havla Menivrich, you washed Mayim Achreinim. How would you say Shir HaMalos? Is that considered a Hesach Hadas or not? So that's the neither of the Peskiz Manenu. I think most Peskiz Manenu say that it's not. Since it's common that after Shir HaMalos, the person still does eat, it's just a way of moving along the Suda very often. I heard this from Berkowitz as well. L'chur, though he was mitzadid, that if you took your hat and jacket, and that's always the last thing that you do before you bench, then in Echanami, if somebody that benches with a hat and jacket, and that's always the last thing that he does, whether you're mechuyev to, not mechuyev to, machlash day. It's a simon that you finished, if you bench with a hat and jacket, and that's always the last thing that you do, then that could be a simon. Now, it's obviously telling you what your day, what a person's derech is. If the derech is that Shir HaMalos is just a way to get people to move along the Suda, so then it's not a Hesach Hadas. If Shir HaMalos is always the last thing, you're finished, then in Echanami, not. I think the pashtus is, for most people, that Shir HaMalos is not really a complete Hesach Hadas, and therefore, he would be still considered in the Suda. He wouldn't even need a bracha Rishonim.
Is saying
Havlan
Menivrich saying these days, like, or
yes.
Is it even just saying,
let's bench now is also the same thing. If that's what let's bench now means. Sometimes let's bench doesn't mean. Rabbi Sai, no, it doesn't, even though it's that, it's just a translation, but very often, that's when a person says Rabbi Sai, then that's where you're saying that he's benching.
Bench right,
let's bench is just like, no, we're still serving dessert. So it really depends on how it's being said. It's very often it's just a suggestion. It's not really a let's bench. Let's bench. Or we're benching now. That could be that in Echanami it's considered Hesach Hadas. But now, Bechlal b'negeyata, the Mishnah Brura says in the Bir Halacha that if a person is Mesiach Das Lehedya from eating, he says that's also like Netilas Yadayim, and a person that Chatchila should not eat. If a person decides that he's not eating anymore, then in Echanami, a person should not eat again because you're getting yourself into a shayla of a bracha rishena. Do you have to make a new bracha rishena or not? According to the Rosh, you would have to. According to Rabbi Yehuda and the Ran, you would not have to. Therefore, the Bir Halacha says, lechatchila, you should be careful not to do such a thing. Now, bechlal b'negeyat Hesach Hadas b'zmanenu, we already mentioned this in the past. This bracha brings down from Vayashiv that very many people are not Mesiach Das. They're never Mesiach Das. In other words, when he decides that, that's it, I'm eating just this, that's until he eats a piece of cake and the taco is good, and then he has another piece of cake. But unless the person, Mamash, has a specific reason why he has to leave, he has to catch a bus, he has to, whatever it is, the reason why he has to stop eating now. Very often, when a person thinks in his head, that's it, I'm not eating, that is not considered a Hesach Hadas, and therefore, you're not really getting yourself into a shayla of eating, you would still be allowed to eat. I heard from Berkowitz also, such a svara, he says, though, it is telling the person, obviously this is telling the person's derech. Many, many people are like this. From the people that I've spoken to, in many people, the Metzias are like this, that their hachlata not to eat is lasts for between 1 and 2 seconds. Doesn't has no it expires after a few seconds after the thought, and very often they'll eat more afterwards. It's not uncommon. Therefore, the Hetzach Das is not really Hetzach Das. A person has to know themselves. If a person decides in a Hanami, he knows himself, that's it, he's not eating anymore. That's what I take in my first plate, that's what I'm eating, I'm not eating anything else, I'm on a diet, I'm not on a diet, I'm just going to be, I'm having a certain amount and that's it, 100%. But I think the standard person, if who it's common for them to do this, then to be true with themselves, their Hetzach Das is not considered Hetzach Das, unless for some reason there is something that is being mechayev them to eat anymore and to be mevarech. Now, what happens if a person makes a bracha achreinu, but he was really planning on eating, but he continued making a bracha achreinu? He made a bracha achreinu by accident. It's just rote. As soon as he finishes, he makes a bracha achreinu. Is that considered a hetzach hadas or not? He bets when he's planning on eating. So the truth is that the Bir Halacha brings down a suffix. In Siman Kuf Tzadi, he brings down a suffix when he gets to this. Is a bracha achreinu by accident considered a hetzach hadas? Now, Ayin Sham, the Mirat Hashem, we hope to get to that. But Lachura, at least when I get to a different child, let's say a person is having crackers and a coffee, and he wants to make sure that he's finishing it. Often people eat breakfast. You have cookies and you have a coffee, and you, whatever it is you're having, and you want to make sure that you'll be able to run for the bus as soon as you need to leave. So you'll make an alamichio on your cookies or your crackers or your muffins, and you'll still be drinking your coffee. Is that considered as if you finished your suit if you make alamichio on your muffins? L'chor b'pashtis kokama that your das is still to be mevarech, to still drink the coffee, then it's not considered a hescha das on your coffee. The question is, if you weren't thinking about it, b'chol, you just made alamichio on your muffins, and you weren't thinking when you get to your coffee, is that considered as if I finished the suda or not? So I heard from Berkowitz that it could be that it is considered havlan. That's kibbutz if you finished. But the Marsham says Lamaisa and that's Torah that alamichio, since it does not pater brain of fashis, if you're having two different things, let's say you're having the coffee and the muffins, and you made alamichio, therefore it would not be considered a siluk. Certainly if the person the stomach of Milsa is that the person always does this with his coffee and his cookies, even if he didn't think about it lahedia, that's certainly what his kavana is. Anytime that a person is still in the middle of drinking, that is stomachy perusha, everybody would be masking in that case, that even though you made an alamichio on one thing, that doesn't mean that you're finishing your suda, you're still allowed to continue drinking your coffee. When you finish, you make a brain of fashis, if you drink it quick enough.